Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was a remix from Near the Parenthesis of The Days We Spent Within by Bitcrush, off the album From Arcs to Embers, here on Deep Threes. The Recyclers began our set with Whammy from the trio's Davu album. We cited Colorful Clouds Chasing the Moon with the help of Yundi Lee's performance of the Ren Guang composition For the Red Piano. That led us to Godot, from the Silfra album by Hilary Hahn and Hoshka. Tides of hope washed over our feet as we played Soul of the Ultimate Nation with composer Howard Shore. The game went on until our morning arrival in Goa, thanks to our pilot, Otmar Liebert, for leaning into the night. Pink Martini soothed our scattered sleep cycles with a nice vocalese lullaby from Sympathique. And Larry Kuchar's showed us his calming Blue Drawing number 5 from Blue Drawings and Text. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Steve Roach with Quiet Friend, off Structures from Silence. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
listening to TGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Birds in the subtropics of the Andes Mountains have to be creative to get their share of food from the forest. To outsip their competition, sword-billed hummingbirds have a distinct adaptation. These birds' beaks are longer than their bodies. Found in the temperate forests from Venezuela to Bolivia, these hummingbirds have co-evolved with various flower species to create a niche food source. They rely entirely on tube-like flowers that other species could never reach. While their sword-like beaks are handy for reaching a snack undisturbed by others, a beak that long doesn't come without challenges. For one thing, it's difficult to keep clean. The solution? Sliding it back and forth against tree branches, like a knight sharpening their blade. Then there's the problem of cleaning their feathers. Most birds can easily use their tongues, since they don't have a big, awkward beak to get in the way. Instead, sword-billed hummingbirds put their flexibility to the test and clean themselves with a good old scratch from their legs. So one big adaptation leads to new challenges. But these clever birds are up to the job. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.